Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
I had a bit of an issue on the weekend, Scudder. A baking fail, some might call it.
I love a good baking fail.
I'm good for them, yeah.
Well, that's why I don't bake.
Yeah, yeah. I tend to steer away, but we had a family function and I promised I would make a cake.
Right.
Going to make a cake, chocolate cake. It's going to be great.
Yeah, nice. Good choice.
So I obviously went for an old classic recipe out of an old book.
Was it the Women's Day cookbook?
Yeah,
was it?
100%. Yes.
My mum had that.
It's a classic, right? Thought, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
What could go wrong? So I went through, doing really well. Got to step four. Step four was add 1/4 cup of sugar.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't read it as that. I read, add 4 1/4 cups of sugar. Yeah. Yep. Sugar's not a great thing in copious amounts. And it didn't go well. I didn't realise until I took the cake to the event. Yeah.
Who was the first to have a piece, though?
It was my partner.
Oh.
Yep, he's now does not like me baking. We'll double check the recipe before he lets me go ahead.
Oh, God. Yeah. You have to go to the dentist after
that,
too.
He's been burnt.
I would have thought it's sugar, you know. There's no such thing as too much sugar.
I would have thought the same, but no. No, it was just sugar. It was like biting into a sugar cube.
That's great. As I said, I haven't baked for quite some time, but I did have a little phase when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Mum really got us into it. She had the Women's Day cookbook.
The classic.
She'd literally give it to us and like, what cake do you want for your birthday? Mm-hmm. And I'd just pick one out.
Yep.
I made muffins because they seemed easy.
Mm, yeah.
That's my kind
Never
of baking.
Never fail muffins.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you can't do it wrong.
Mm.
Except that one day there was something, I can't remember what the recipe was. I think it was muffins and it was calling for baking powder.
Yes.
Baking powder. Yeah, it must have been. And Mum was on the phone and I was like, Mum, we don't have any baking powder. And she kind of ignored me. And I went through the cupboard and I found this baking soda.
Oh, no.
A bicarb soda. And I'm like, is that the same? I'm like, Mum, bicarb soda and baking powder the same? She's like, yeah. And just walked off.
Ooh, it's not the same.
No.
No.
No, they tasted like TV static. The weirdest muffins I've ever had. Lucky I was the only one. I didn't want to poison anyone.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yuck. I'm sure we're not the only ones.
We can't be. Surely.
The Riverland has to have a baking fail as well. Maybe make us feel better.
Yeah, I definitely need a confidence boost.
85823931. Give us your baking fail. I mean, if you want to, you can remain anonymous, but we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
Yes.
Give us a call, 85823931.
We've got Dana from Barmera. What's your baking fail?
So I have a 4-year-old and he was really excited for his birthday, so I made honey joys, which are the easiest thing. It's like foolproof.
The cornflakes things?
Yes.
Oh, delicious.
Yes, that's exactly 4 ingredients.
Yeah.
That's it. I was running late. I was doing it like 8 p.m. Before his birthday and he was going to take them into kindy and I burnt all of them. Didn't have any more ingredients. He had to go to his birthday without his honey joys.
Would you rather he be the kid that brings nothing or brings burnt honey joys?
That's true.
Well, nothing, because otherwise it's embarrassing for me.
For you.
It's embarrassing for me either way.